Turning to Mendocino, the state agency that oversees cannabis permitting has announced the completion of an environmental permitting hurdle that has prevented hundreds of Mendocino cultivators from obtaining state licensure. This development clears the path for cultivators, which they say has come in the nick of time, as provisional licenses will sunset in December of next year.
As a licensee who's awaiting an annual, this is huge news.
That was Casey O'Neill of Happy Day Farms in northern Mendocino. His family farm has been in operation for two generations. Although his cannabis farm is regarded as regenerative and sustainable, often cited by Mendocino County Sheriff Matthew Kendall as a model for best practices in the industry, they have been unable to obtain full state licensure. However, that is about to change as the Department of Cannabis Control certifies the Environmental Impact Report in Mendocino County. This certification clears the way for over 500 cannabis cultivators to transition to annual state licenses.
You know, we've been kind of in this really scary limbo of like, are we going to have to shut this part of our farm down? And so we're really hopeful that now that the EIR has passed, that we'll get our annual. Really great. It's been a long time coming, and hopefully we can get a lot of these Mendocino farmers out of limbo and the annual licensure.
The barriers to legalization for farms like O'Neill's have been largely due to CEQA, the California Environmental Quality Act, and other land use regulations, which have cast uncertainty over the future of Mendocino cannabis for years. In other counties like Humboldt, the county permitting process produced the required environmental review documents. However, in Mendocino, that was not the case. Here is Mendocino Supervisor Ted Williams explaining the difference in a 2021 interview.
In other counties, the local permitting process generates documentation that can be passed on to the state to show that site-specific review has been completed. In the case of Mendocino County, we don't have that documentation because our ordinance, our permitting process, didn't generate what CDFA views as adequate site-specific review.
At the time, he estimated that 99% of would-be legal cultivators were operating under a provisional cannabis license, a temporary permit allowing cultivation while meeting regulatory requirements, whereas an annual license is a full permit granted once all environmental and legal standards, such as CEQA, are met. However, seeing the dire need in Mendocino County, the state intervened. And according to DCC Director Nicole Elliott, quote, with the EIR certified, we're one step closer to keeping Mendocino's pioneering cannabis spirit alive, close quote. For more information on what this means for Mendo farmers, we reached out to the DCC.
So my name is Angela McIntyre Abbott. I am one of the attorneys in the department's legal affairs division. I'm the point person when it comes to things involving licensing matters. And my background is actually in CEQA practice. So when it comes to environmental review for the department's issuance of licenses, I've been heavily involved in particular with the department's development of this programmatic environmental impact report.
While many cultivators have met county requirements to obtain local permits, she clarified the distinction between obtaining a county permit and securing an annual state license.
Commercial cannabis in California is set up as a dual licensure system. So applicants not only have to satisfy their local jurisdiction's requirements, but also have to satisfy state licensure requirements. So local jurisdictions under the state constitution have a lot of control in how they develop their programs and the types of authorizations they issue. Some jurisdictions like Mendocino have gone more towards a ministerial approach, whereas like you referenced, Humboldt, they have a discretionary review, which also requires CEQA review at the local level.
The decision to incorporate CEQA and the extent of its implementation was left to local supervisors and planning staff. However, when Mendocino County fell short of the state's environmental review requirements and lacked a clear pathway forward, the state intervened. Under CEQA, the DCC can leverage their primary role as the responsible agency, which is how the department tailored its approach. And last summer, they issued a notice of preparation,
in which we indicated that we were in the process of preparing an environmental impact report for the examination of environmental impacts of the department's issuance of licenses in Mendocino County. Leading up to that, we were well aware of the statutory timelines that applied to the transition of provisional licenses to annual licensures. And we worked with our county partners to develop the most successful approach to transitioning as many cultivators as possible within those statutory constraints.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is also providing support. Last month, it announced a $3.1 million grant to help over 200 Mendocino County cannabis cultivators with operations under 20,000 square feet transition from provisional to annual licenses. However, the DCC estimates that their EIR certification will help double that number of cultivators.
So there are over 500 provisionally licensed cultivators that the department will continue reviewing their applications for, ensuring that they satisfy all outstanding license requirements, including lake and stream bed alteration agreements with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, State Water Resources Control Board, and we continue to reach out to our provisional licenses to ensure that, you know, any outstanding information can be provided so to allow our transition as soon as possible.
While this announcement provides a pathway, we asked if there could be instances where farms are unable to obtain permits due to zoning or land conflicts, environmental impacts, or expensive unresolved violations like culvert failure and rough road access.
You know, I don't have an answer to that. We are reviewing each project as we ready for ramp up transition. For the most part, I'd say a vast majority of these existing provisional licenses have been in operation for some time. So they're part of the existing baseline that was reviewed under the environmental impact report. But as the department continues its site-specific review, we'll determine whether each project fits within the scope that was analyzed, and whether subsequent environmental review is necessary as required under the California Environmental Quality Act. So with that, we'll continue to review individual applications, as I mentioned earlier, and we'll use the EIR to streamline site-specific review as applicable under the California Environmental Quality Act to enable the issuance of annual licenses.
But as a result of the EIR certification, some farms are already seeing progress, like Casey O'Neill's Happy Day Farm, which already received news of approval for their annual license.
It's been a wild ride. All of a sudden, I got this thing that said your science amendment has been submitted. And then like 6 weeks later, your science amendment has been accepted and you have an annual. So it was kind of a weird, like it just happened. And I was like, okay. So for my 5,000 square foot outdoor license, I have an annual. My brother has an annual for his 5,000 square foot outdoor. Same process. They just sort of did it. It was kind of weird. And then we're still waiting on our cottage mixed light. So we're hoping that that will go through now that the EIR has passed.
In conclusion, Abbott McIntyre hopes that farmers will continue to work with the DCC during the final stretch of their licensing journey, as they near the completion of what felt like a Sisyphean task.
Honestly, we are just as excited as the cannabis cultivators in the area to have reached this milestone. So to the extent that folks can respond to department's inquiries for outstanding information, ensure that their lake and stream bed alteration agreements are up to date with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and their registration under the general order are up to date, those are the types of things that will help streamline their transition to annual licensure.
For more information, you can visit cannabis.ca.gov.